Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live in Spreaker, we're live in Blog Talk Radio, we're live in GH Talk Radio, and we're even live on the website, the MikeSpirit.fm, and you're all welcome to be here. Again, I'm not going to apologize for not being here the last couple of weeks. It's been a very trying time for my family, as you would all know. As the last show we done was the dedication show to my brother-in-law, Gwyn, and God rest his soul. But today is no different. Our show today is, I've got an amazing guest lined up. Not just a guest, but a true friend, a lady that actually we've been down to her house and had tea and coffee and ate all her biscuits, as we like to do. A lady that's a former host here on Mike Spirit FM, and that's a wonderful Jeanette and Coombs. Hey, Jeanette.
Hi there, Mike. How are you this evening? Lovely to be back on the radio show with you. It feels like so I've never left. It's like back to old friends having a chat and a coffee. It's fantastic.
Well, you can't fault it, can you? You know, what better way to do it than write your for at FM, you know? And it's always a pleasure, Jeanette. Every time I speak to you, it is just that. It is a pleasure.
Thank you, my love. The same as you too. And I've been really looking forward to the show this evening because, you know, we haven't had a get together for a little while. And I thought, oh, this is really going to be fun and obviously fetching in spirit connection as well. So I've been really looking forward to having a fantastic show this evening with you all here.
Well, definitely, you know, but I've been thinking, Jeanette, you know, I can imagine your biscuit tin is very full. we haven't been for a while. You know, crazy enough, there was only maybe about 4 weeks ago, we was down in Swansea.
Really? Okay. You should have called in.
You know, think about it now, we should have, because I could have raided that biscuit tin.
Well, I don't know, I've got a lock on it now. It's kind of mic-proof, so I don't think you would have been able to get in there.
Well, I'm sure that the kids would have been able to. Actually, Jeanette, we had two cars going down there.
Okay.
Kelly was driving one, I was driving the other, and we had kids following one and following the other. I was thinking, shall we? I could just imagine knocking on the door going, hi, Jeanette. And all the kids hiding around the corner. Like one, or come through.
You all would have been very welcome. That goes without saying.
Jeanette, tell us what you've been up to since last time we spoke.
Well, I've been very busy. I've been doing a lot of local events as well, more than a working away events, which has been great because it's nice to not have to do all the travelling. So that's been great. And I've also been made on the committee now with the British Astrological and Psychic Society. So my role there is a school advisor, which has also given me a lot more extra work, which is fantastic. So I've been kept going. You know me, I always like to get on and do lots of different things.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
So it takes a lot, doesn't it, to become on the committee of that. And I know that you've been working hard and tirelessly for that. So congratulations and well done.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
So the couple of events you've been doing your mediumship, is it been doing lots of one-to-ones, Jeanette, have you?
Well, I've been doing a lot of one-to-one work, but I've also got a show coming up now at the end of the autumn time. I'm going up to the Black Mountain Centre for a charity event, and that's on the 25th of October, and that's in Ammanford. So that's a medium show, so if there's anybody up in that area who'd like to come along and support me on the 25th of October, that's something I'm really looking forward to. And lots of other one-to-one events psychic events. I've been working mainly all around Southwest Wales, so I've been really busy.
Well, you know, well, again, well done for putting the word Spiritism out there, because, you know, that's something I always promote in every venue, every church or wherever I am, or whatever event I'm doing, you know, it's promoting spirit and spiritualism, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, Mike, which is really great, you know, and especially spreading out the branches on a local area as well, so you don't have to do all the travelling after, because, you know, I've been working a lot in the West Country earlier part of this year, down in Cornwall and Plymouth. I'm back in Plymouth on a psychic event on the 9th and 10th of November. I'm also in Brighton in November as well. So I've got a few areas, you know, around England, around Kent and Brighton, but I've been trying to focus more in Wales, which is great as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm sure one day that we'll cross paths.
Yeah, we probably will.
We probably will on because you know, as I say, if you're doing them, I'm doing them, then, you know, it's inevitable, isn't it, that one day we are going to cross paths.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm working also in the Glenneath Utopia Church as well on the 23rd of November of August. So if there's anybody in that area who'd like to come along and support a wonderful church, if they'd like to come along and see us on that night, that would be fantastic as well.
Is that the one I introduced you to, Jeanette?
Yeah, with Karen and Sean, yes, lovely ladies.
Oh, you know, wonderful church as well, you know, and mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that they're doing things the right way.
Yeah.
You know, that they are promoting spiritism, promoting the work of spirit, and I think that they're doing quite a lot as well. And in all fairness to them, you know, I take my hat off to them and say, you know, well done, girls, because, you know, they are doing very well.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely people, and, you know, I've been back there now as a guest. Medium on a Friday night a couple of times now, and I've always been made to feel really part of the family there. They're a very lovely crowd to work with, so looking forward to going back to that one. And then on the 17th and 18th of August, I'm also working in Havenacoid Retreat, because they've got a psychic fair there, so I'm going to be taking part in that. And I'm also going to be doing workshop on tarot level 2, because I've already done the level 1 back in November. So there's a few local events which I'm really excited about as well, Mike.
Good, and again, you know, well done, because, you know, anything to promote spirit, you know, I'm all for. I really am, you know, because it's what I do. It's what I've been doing the last 21 years, in fact. To promote spirit, and, you know, there's nothing excites me more to see other people promoting spirit. Well, I've got quite a few exciting things coming up very soon.
Okay, tell me about it. Can't wait to hear.
Well, it's kind of going back into something, Jeanette.
Okay.
You know when you come out of something and you feel, that's done, and now you can walk on and go on and branch out in other areas.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that one thing pulls you back. Well,
yep.
Something has pulled me back, and that's back into teaching.
Fantastic.
So I've taken on, I'm not going to name the place just yet, because it is finalised, but it's starting in September. It's not far from you, in fact.
Okay.
It's just maybe a few more miles down the motorway.
Okay.
And I'll be taking a class in a lovely church, a church that I love working in, a church that I think I can really call home, you know? You know, when you go into a church and you think, I feel comfortable, you know, this is like home. It's like going from home to home. This is one of them churches that I feel at home with. In fact, this is the church I'm a member of. And I have been for the past few years there now. And, you know, I thought, Jeanette, that I would never be a member of another church again because of, you know, tittle-tattle and he said, she said business went on in this one, which, again, I'm not going to name. And I thought, that's me, I'm done. But, you know, this one I felt more comfortable, more at home, and I felt right. So, you know, I've been a member of it for quite some time and been asked, will I take the class? And I thought, well, yeah, why not? This is who I am. This is what I do. So that's something exciting come September.
Okay.
And there is another little thing, which I'm reluctant about saying right now, but I'm looking at... something big, actually, something really big, that will coincide, and I'll say this much, but will coincide with Mike Spirit FM. Mike Spirit FM will always be here, but it will always, but it will be in amongst something else. I know I'm probably talking in riddles. I'm probably confusing you more than anything, but I can't really say too much just yet.
Okay.
Because it's not finalized, but I'm sure as time progresses, you know, everyone here at Mike Spirit FM will be the first to hear about it. Not that we're going anywhere, because we're not. We're going to stay right here. But we will be somewhere else as well.
Ooh, very interesting then. So we all have to wait and see then, Mike.
Well, it leads us down the road of television.
Oh, okay.
It leads us down the road of lots of producing and lots of stuff that's going on in the background. Things that's really I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, Spirit really do answer them prayers, you know, that you send out. And, you know, let's just see what happens with it. Let's see how it develops, because I'm sure within the fullness of time that it'll develop into something beautiful.
Well, that sounds fascinating. And of course, you know, it's lovely to have choices and to be blessed to do so many different avenues. You know, I mean, to say teaching is all about helping people along their journey as well. So, you know, if you're doing teaching back to your core basics in the church and teaching, then sometimes you go branching out and you go very far away and then you come back to your roots. So that's lovely as well, Mike.
Of course. You know, so it's all positive, you know, and it's been in the makings for the past few months. It really has. And, you know, I'm pleased to see that it's all coming together. And the past few months, yes, they've been trying for me and my family. They really have.
Yeah.
Because as you probably heard and seen, of us losing my brother-in-law just a few weeks ago now.
Oh, it's very sad. Sorry about that, my love.
Yeah, but, you know, things move on, don't they? You know, and it's, you know, I don't mean to brush that, and thank you, Jeanette, for that. I don't mean to brush that to one side, because, you know, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have to start looking forward now to the future, if you like.
Yeah.
And the more that we look forward to that, then the brighter things will be, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, Spirit has really answered some questions there. So you know, lots to look forward to, Jeanette. There really is.
Fantastic. Sounds really promising, Mike. Well, you know, it's nice that we're both busy. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll do an autumn show together. There we go. That's a little dropping a little thing of a pebble in the ocean there for an autumn show. Who knows?
Well, you know, you put the attention out there, Jeanette, and then somewhere, somebody, somehow, or something, we'll pick up on that. And, you know, we'll bring it to fruition. That's all right. Well, there's a big word for us, isn't there? Fruition.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit of a big word, yeah.
Not too bad on a Tuesday.
Too much on a Sunday, though, yeah?
Where does that come from, isn't it? You know, it must be Spirit-inspired. That's all I have to say.
Definitely.
Well, Jeanette, you know how the show works.
Yeah.
You know, we take some callers. We've got quite a nice full list in front of us so far. But, you know, if there is people out there that want to call in, just listening to us, just yakking away here, you're more than welcome to call in. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. And I must stress, if you are in the USA, that's the number you need to dial. It's 760-283-4611. If you're outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, it doesn't matter if you're in Japan or Italy or anywhere outside of the USA, even the UK, if you are listening in the UK, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And I must stress that is a chargeable number, okay? But there is another way that you can call into the show, you know, which is totally free. And you don't get a lot these days for free, do you?
Definitely not. No, yeah. I mean, say, so if there's something free, then it's even better, yeah?
Okay, so here's the free way to call in.
Okay.
Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And then that will take you to the show page. And on top of the show page, there will be a Skype icon button there. Now, if you have Skype, you will know Skype to Skype calls are free. There's no cost. It's free. Press that button and you will come straight through into my studio and I will see you there. So all you've got to do is www.blogtalkradio.com/ Mike Spirit FM. Press the Skype button and you'll automatically come straight into my studio. And it's totally free. And there you can have a free reading with myself or with Jeanette, depending which order that your call is taken. Well, it's totally free. As I said, you can't get much better than free these days, can you?
Definitely not.
Okay, so shall we go to our first piece of music here, Jeanette, and then we'll gear ourselves up ready to take some calls.
Fantastic, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that I had a gentleman on earlier that helped me a little bit, because if I don't know if you've noticed, Jeanette, a little bit of a different sound here in Studio One today.
Yeah, it sounds much clearer.
Okay, well, it's been a change of a mixer. Mixer. And you know, sometimes we have to change things, sometimes you have to move things around. Not so long ago, Studio One changed from one place to another, and you know, a few leads got pulled here and there. But anyway, cut long story short, we've got a new mixer.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, you've got a new mixer, I've got a new headset, so fantastic. Between the two of us, we're bound to have a spot-on conversation tonight.
We are. This song was chosen by a gentleman, well, not by a gentleman, it was chosen for a gentleman that helped me out in Studio One by testing all my new equipment.
Right.
That's Paul Parker. I know that you know Paul Parker, because I know he's a good friend of the two of ours.
Okay.
And this is a song that we kind of picked for Paul, because he said, I want something uplifting. So, Paul, right. I know you're listening. I hope this is uplifting enough for you, mate. Well, I hope Paul Parker liked that one. I know that he's in the chat room. So, Paul, tell us if you liked that one, mate. And thank you for your help a little earlier on today, helping out in Studio One. But Jeanette, are we ready to take some callers?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm looking forward to listening to the first question.
Okay, so let's go to our phone lines. And the first one we have there, it's Joy. Hi, Joy. Are you there with us?
Yep. Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, Joy. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Canada, Toronto.
Lovely. Okay, and have you got wonderful weather there or not?
It's glooming over, so it looks like it's going to rain.
Okay, that's not so good, not so good. Okay.
No.
Okay, Joy, let me hand you over to the wonderful Jeanette. Okay, and...
Okay.
Jeanette, here's Joy.
Okay, hi, Joy. Lovely talking to you. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Yeah, lovely. Joy, as I was linking into you and listening to your voice energy, what I was picking up with you was apprehension. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like as though I'm working with a lady who's passed over and she's just saying to me to say to you, it is safe for you to love. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling that I'm apprehensive about trusting someone again. Now, the lady that I'm linking in with is very closely on your mother's line, and this could either be your grandmother or a great aunt, because I feel that she knew you when you was a small child, but I also feel that she's been into this in the spirit world now for quite some time. Okay, can you take this lady, please?
I don't know who it may be. It could be my grandmother. I don't know of anybody other than that on my mother's side.
Right then, well, I am working with your grandmother because I feel that this lady had a really open heart. She was a very kind, caring lady, okay? And I do feel that she wants you to receive her energy this evening with the highest energy of love connecting in for you. So it is a very strong connection and a strong bond. But what she's actually making me aware of is that you are afraid to get passionate again in life. Okay, it's almost like as though you're kind of keeping yourself in the safe zone, because somewhere in the past I feel that there's been a disappointment around you, and I feel that there is part of you now that's kind of stumbling on moving forward. And a trust, I feel she's talking about trust and about the fact that you have to learn to trust again. Would you understand that, please?
Maybe, yes.
Because I'm sensing trust has been important for you, okay? And I feel when this lady was on this side of life, I feel that she was always very easy to talk to. And there was also problems with her lower back as well, because she's making me aware of problems around the lower back area. Would you understand that? So either she had difficulty walking, okay, or there was problems with her legs, but I'm definitely sensing an area around the lower back.
I don't know.
Do you understand this? Because she's showing me that, okay? And it's almost like, so she's showing me when she's walking, it's like she was finding it very restricting, okay? It's like her feet were very heavy, heavy-footed, and I feel the reason why she's giving me that very heavy-footed feeling is because you were walking forward in your life, but you're very apprehensive about walking into a situation. So I feel confusion around you, and I do feel as well that you need to love yourself first, and that you really have to make the effort in a way to focus on wanting good things to come for you, because I do feel that you are looking for true love, but I feel that you are also quite blocked as well. So I feel that what she's actually come to say for you this evening is that it is safe for you to trust and love again. And do you understand why she would be giving me that message so clearly for you, please?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because I feel with her, it's all about you learning to forgive as well, okay? And I also, when I'm seeing learning for you, I feel that I'm taking you to new employment or a new something new where you're going to be learning a new talent and a new skill. And I feel that with that, okay, that effort that you were making to learn something new is going to fetch you in a cycle where you are going to be feeling that you've finally released things from the past and that you can really focus on where you are right now. Also, my lovely, I feel with you that you need to get out more, because I feel like as though you're isolating yourself as well. That's what I'm being made aware of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and I feel that you need to start mixing more, and you need to keep an open mind about meeting new people. And I also feel with you, you need to let go of like control issues that you feel like as though, you know, you really need to control situations, and you get a little bit scared if you feel like it's all the situations come around you that you're not sure about. This is what she's saying to me tonight. So on this little message that I'm bringing forward to you, I'm bringing in abundance of eternal love with your grandmother. I see you surrounded by a turquoise light, so I feel that you need to communicate and open up throat chakra more. And I'm also being shown that the month of November is very important for you for relationships, and I'm going to leave that with you and say thank you very much for connecting with the show this evening, my love.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, darling. You take care. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thanks Mike.
Thank you, Joy, for calling, and remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in
okay,
the
archive. Okay, I will.
FM. Simply go to Mike's FM in Blog Talk Radio, and that's where you will to find there. Actually, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye now. Okay, now that was a lovely lady there, Jeanette, wasn't it?
Yeah, really lovely.
And a lovely reading as well, I must say. So you know, I know that everybody that comes on here does exactly the same perfect, lovely readings. So let's go to the next caller. This is Diane. Hi, Diane, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
I haven't called for a while. It's been a long time since I heard your voice.
Okay, well, that's I'm glad you've called in. Where are you calling in from, Diane?
I'm in California, and I just wondered if I have any messages from anyone on the other side. Or.
Okay, well, Diane, let me make a link to the spirit world there for you, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Diane, I do feel that there's a gentleman there with you in the spirit world that's been with you for quite some time. I know that this gentleman would tie towards your dad's side of your family of when he was with us, because I know he makes me aware of being towards your dad. He does make me aware that when he passed, that he was quite quick to the end of his life when he went home to the spirit world. And I do know that as he passed there, that he wasn't a very big man of his build. He was quite, I want to say, quite slight. Of his build there, but I know that his passing was very quick and very sudden there. Do you understand if a gentleman like this for me there, up on your dad's side, that would have passed?
Would that have been my uncle? Because he was the last one that I was with. He was the last brother to pass over. There was like five of them.
Bless his heart, okay. And would I be right in saying to you that he would have been a man that, you know, he would always have time there for you, he would always listen. You know, towards the end, he got a little bit, I don't want to use the word grumpy or sad or anything, but towards the end, it's like, oh, you know, just he couldn't be bothered much towards the end of his life, like he would have throughout his life. Is that right?
Well, yeah, he was in a lot of pain towards the end.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's what he says to me. Towards the end, I couldn't be bothered that much. It wasn't that I didn't want to, it was the fact of, you know, it was just... It was difficult for him, okay? That's what he makes me aware. So you understand him as your uncle that comes through. Diana, if I said to you that your uncle has been around you for quite some time because he's seen some difficulties within your life, you would understand this day, wouldn't you?
Sure.
And will I be right in saying that there's been some emotion, some upset, some hurt there, Diana, in your life? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But that's, you know, not right now. That's past.
Okay, as long as it... As long as you understand it, that's all that matters. Because he says to me that it seemed to be as if it was one thing after another that kept coming up in your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, doesn't that just prove to you that he's been there with you? He knows what's going on. And he says to me now about looking forward, that you've been doing this of late. You've been looking forward to what's coming in your life instead of dwelling upon the past. So I know that, Dan, that you haven't been dwelling upon the past. You've been, you've had your mind focused, and whichever way that you're going, and he says to me, the only way to go from here is up. I believe that's what you've been doing. Is that right?
Okay, that's great.
Good, because I know that he wants me to say that to you. The more that we look forward, the I want to say the better things are going to become there for you, because you are a forward thinker. Okay, you are the kind of person that likes to look up on the bright side of life. Then let's put it that way there to you, okay? Because you know you don't want to. You don't look at all the gloomy, dreary stuff, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what he says to me. The more that you look forward, the better things will become in your life. Diane, if I said to you that you are aware of the spirit world in some way yourself, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Most of my life.
Good. Because I know that there's an awareness there with you, okay? And I know that you are able to connect the spirit world yourself. And if I said that it's like, you're starting to see things, you're starting to hear little things every now and again, is that right?
Yes,
okay. Because he says to me that you are aware of us, and you know, I want to say to you that the more that you call out to them, then the more that they hear you, okay? So keep calling out, because they hear every word that you have to say, okay? Why does he keep telling me about that you're asking for something in particular? You're asking them to bring something particular into your life at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, I'm manifesting.
Okay. Now we get into some, you know, with the manifesting, because I know that you're it's kind of like as if you're planting little seeds everywhere and watching them grow. And see, that's where the manifestation comes into things. That, you know, it's that, like Jeanette said to me earlier on, you know, put the attention out there. And then all of a sudden things grow and develop from that. And I believe that's what you've been doing, is planting your little seeds. And let's see who or what comes forward there for me. Do you understand this?
Cold what?
I said you've been planting your little seeds and waiting for...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To come forward there for you, because I know that, you know, it's... Whatever it is, I don't know what it is because it's none of my business, but it's coming. But let's be a bit patient.
Good.
Because it's not quite ready just yet. Do you understand of this?
Well, I certainly hope so.
See, because I know that you've been very critical on certain things, is that right?
Yeah, in the past.
Okay, that's good. Okay, because I know myself that, you know, when you're sending intentions out there, you have to say everything that you want or everything that you need, because, you know, you have to cross the T's and dot the I's and make sure everything is right there. I know that you've been doing just that, Diane, so I know that within the fullness of time, things will develop there for you. Does that help a little bit, Diane?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for calling in. And remember, Diane, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. No, Jeanette, another lovely lady, isn't it?
Yeah. That's really lovely reading as well, you know, with all that information. So, yeah, you know, and it's lovely that, you know, when you're listening to the readings, perhaps you're not kind of taking it all in. And it is nice that people can download and listen to them and, you know, when they've got quite 5 minutes. So, yeah, that was really lovely as well, Mike.
Thank you very much. And, you know, as you're saying, you know, they can download. And, yes, you know, everybody can download it. Even if you haven't had a reading, you can download a copy of today's show just to go over it and just, you know, listen to it time and time again. I know that, you know, lots of people have been doing this lately. Lots of people continuously do that, is download the show. And, you know, it's there for everyone. So let's go to the next caller. And this is Ashley. And say, hi, Ashley, are you there with us?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Ashley. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from California, too.
You know, it seems to be all California and callers tonight, which is wonderful. You know, keep calling in. That's what I say to people in California. So let me hand you over to Jeanette and say, Jeanette, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good. Hello, Jeanette. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. And as I'm listening to your voice energy out there, in the energy of the radio, I'm really feeling that you're a very optimistic lady, and I feel that you've been doing a lot of soul searching lately, okay? Because what I'm being shown, okay, when I'm linking in with your energy, is that last year, especially around about the autumn time last year, wasn't the best for you. Do you understand that, my love?
That's correct.
Yeah, because I feel I'm really what I want to say to you is that you have been releasing a lot of things. You've been soul searching. You've been moving yourself forward. And I feel now you're ready now, if you like, to go to the next stage of your life, knowing that you've been really cutting away things that haven't been serving you. And I also feel that there is a gentleman that comes in strongly from the spirit world with you, my love. And I feel that this gentleman was a very traditional guy. He could have possibly been in the forces, but if he wasn't in the forces, he was very upstanding. And I feel that I'm dealing with either your dad or your grandfather, because this is on your father's side. Would you be aware of this gentleman, please?
It could be in my grandfather.
Yes, because I'm more drawn to that, okay, if I'm being honest with you. I feel that he's coming towards you this evening, bringing you love, okay, because he is totally aware, Ashley, that you have been through a very difficult time, especially around about the autumn time last year. He has been strongly trying from the spirit world to give you his love and protection, to offer you kind of signs that he's around you. So I don't know whether or not you felt his presence or whether or not you have seen his presence, but he's definitely been around you, fetching you in a lot of love. This gentleman, my love, when he before he passed, did he have either a lung infection or some kind of a lung disease, please?
Well, I don't know if that's ultimately what made him pass, but that's not what I think of.
Yes, because no. I'm sensing towards the end of his time, okay, just before he passed over, a few weeks before he passed over, his breathing was very dense. You know, it's almost like he needed to either have some kind of help or he was just very, very chesty, you know, when he was taking mm-hmm. his breath. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the feelings that I'm being placed on me this evening when I'm linking into him, that it's almost like a chesty feeling, darling, okay? But mm-hmm. I would say that his energy is there to guide you, okay, and to say that it is safe for you to move forward. And he's also putting the color yellow around you as well. Now, the color yellow in the spirit world is for eternal love, which is what he's coming in with, but it's also about optimism and hope. And I feel that he's coming in on a yellow color vibration for you to see that, you know, there is more to you than you've given yourself credit for, and that by March of next year, you'll feel a lot stronger about a lot of things, because I feel decisions need to be made and you need to be focusing on you, because what I'm being shown is that you seem to be waiting in the waiting zone for something, my love. So I don't want mm-hmm. you to do that. I want you to take the reins of your life and move yourself forward. That's what he's showing me. He's bringing in a lot of family love. Who is Nick, please? Where is the connection to the name Nick?
I have a Uncle Nick, a step-uncle.
Right. Now, would he have known your granddad, please?
No.
Because he seems to be aware of him, okay? So whether or not you've been talking to him or he's been trying to help you or there's been some connection with Nick, but he seems to be aware of him for a reason, because he's bringing my attention to that name, okay? So I do feel if this gentleman hasn't been helping you, then he will be helping you, because I'm being drawn to things being a very up and down kind of time for you, and that there's a lot of emotional highs and lows behind you as well. But you know, I just want to say to you, keep your feet planted firmly on the ground, my love, because things are going to get easier for you. His love is with you. He's bringing in an abundance. I feel like as though he wants to wrap you in his arms like he would have if he was a child, and he's telling me to tell you to don't cry, because things are going to be easier for you, because I feel that you have been shedding a lot of tears lately, my love. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And I just want to leave that with you. And in the comfort and the love that the spirit world are reaching out to you this evening through me and through the Mike Davis radio show, and that you're really now to have turned the corner in many areas to allow yourself to grow as a person. And I do feel there are new beginnings coming in for you as well.
Yeah, I'm actually moving today, so
that's fantastic.
That's a
new beginning, my love, okay? And I just feel that he is there with you, and I feel that he's saying that you deserve nothing less than the best. So I feel that whatever you've had in the past, you know, that's made you this sad, I feel that you need to let it all fall down, because you've got to build things back up again, but in a positive way.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, my love, and I'm going to leave that with you and say thank you very much for allowing me to read for you this evening.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. You take very good care. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. You know, another lovely reading, another lovely lady there, Jeanette.
Yeah, really nice.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen, are you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Karen. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From New York.
New York, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Karen?
A few months ago, someone close to me passed away, and I just wanted to know, I guess, if they're here and if they're with other people in the spirit world.
Okay, well, let me do my best if you there, Karen, to make a link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go in, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me talk to you of a lady that's just come straight up in front of me there, and, you know, I believe that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family, because I know that she ties towards your mum's side. I believe that this lady would have been quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body, should we say, before she passes there. I believe that she makes her way that the latter part of her life was very difficult, that she would have had to struggle, she would have had to do her best, she tells me, before she passed. But she needed lots of help, needed lots of assistance before she passed home to the spirit world. Now, she does make me aware to say to you that she was quite of a fussy kind of a lady there, in her character-wise. Do you understand of this there?
No.
Okay, let's go back a bit there. Now, this lady ties to your mum's side, okay? So let's look around your mum's side. I believe this could be like your grandmother, if I'm honest with you, because I feel that she's more like a grandmother feeling there than a mother's love there, but more grandmother. Do you understand this as a grandmother?
Well, my grandma on my mom's side is still alive.
Okay.
Almost on my dad's side.
Okay. Let me have a better description of her, and then that will clear some things up there for us. As I said, she's quite a nicely built lady, okay? I believe that she lost a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that I can see this weight loss within her face before she passes there. And as I said, she needed lots of help and lots of assistance before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, does that fit with your grandmother up on your dad's side, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's fine. Would you understand with this lady, with your grandmother then, that she tells me that since she has passed, there's been like one after another that's gone home to the spirit world as well. So I know that there's been a few passings recently that you would know of. Is that right?
Yes.
And she makes me aware that it seems to be like as if it's, at the moment, it seems to be as if, you know, that we're having to go to a funeral after funeral after funeral. Is that right?
Yes.
And she makes me aware to say to you there that, you know, it's been a very trying time there for you, okay? Now, I know that they're all there together in the spirit world. I know that they're all gathering around you at the moment there, Karen. And, you know, in some way, if I say to you that you're a little bit, what's the right word? Not negative, but a little bit unsure yourself of the spirit world, then let's just say that you understand of this, that you're a little bit unsure if you're a little bit unsure about the spirit world. Is that right?
No, not really.
Okay, why did she tell me that there's a like a little bit of, as if you're unsure about maybe how long they've got to be there till they come through? Is that right? Is that something that, that you think they have to be there a certain length of time before they can come through? Right.
Yeah, like sometimes people were telling me that it could be a few months before spirit comes through.
Right. Okay. So that's where the where you're unsure about. Well, let me say this to you there, Karen. Okay. I know that people has passed on to the spirit world and come through within a few seconds, and other people do take, as you say, a few months or a few years. You know, that's not because it's a time limit. It's because you know that when they are ready, they'll come through. When you're ready, you'll have the communication. But there's lots of things in between that needs to be right, okay? So there is no time limit. There is just when you are ready and when they are ready, that's when they will come through there for you. But I know that there's somebody a little bit more closer to you that's passed on to the spirit world there that you're wanting to come through at the moment. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone that's left like a big hole in your life. Do you understand of this?
Absolutely.
And someone that I feel that, you know, you've spent many tears over. There's been lots of tears that's been shed over this person that's passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because I know I'm aware of this tears, this hurt, this upset, okay? And would I be right in saying to you that you must have been there either at, like, the last moments or just before they passed? Would you understand of that?
Yes.
Because I know I'm aware that I'm there just at the right time then for them to pass on to the spirit world. And it's almost as if, like, you know, I'd never let you down. Do you understand why I would say that to you? I would never let you down.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
you know,
I saw a person take their last breath, so yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that's what I want to bring into your vibration there, okay, that you would have never let this person down. And you've done your almost, and you did do your best to be there at that time. Well, just know that they're all gathering around you, Karen, that, you know, the whole lot of your family and your friends in the spirit world are with you, because they're telling me it's a very trying time for you at the moment. You've been thinking of changing lots in your life to make it a bit easier for yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, the words I want to use to you is, you know, that if it makes you happy, then is the only time to make things change. But if it doesn't make you happy, then leave it stay as it is, because it's right there for you. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there's been lots of thoughts in your mind, and, you know, the first thing I need to say to you is, you know, there's lots in this life that I need to talk to you about. There's lots of things in this life that you're good at, lots of things in this life that you're good doing. I want to say to you that you need to keep on the path that you're on, because it makes a lot of others smile, and that's the kind of thing that you have. You make a lot of people smile around your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there a baby around you then? So why do I see a little baby there with you?
Not that I know of.
I'm not saying that you're going to have a baby. Please don't get me wrong there. But is there someone, or is there someone in your life that has a baby? It's already
My best friend.
Okay. And have you been spending a lot of time with your friend at the moment?
No, there's a lot of babies around me. All my friends have kids, so.
All right, okay. Well, I know that I want to say that there's somewhere where you go where there's a baby that you feel comfortable with, okay? And I know that that particular person there will pull you through this difficult time that you're going through at the moment, okay? But know that the spirit world are there with you, Karen. They'll always be around your life. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Karen, for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, another lovely caller there, Jeanette, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, really. We're really blessed tonight. We're having some really lovely people calling in for validations that the loved ones in spirit are there for them.
You know, and I feel there's a lack of that today, isn't it? You know, a lot of people that would either just do readings on one thing or another, but you know, not so much of the spirit communications like you've been doing and like I've been doing tonight. You know, so it's nice to know that, you know, there's people out there like yourself that's able to do shows like this, isn't it? To provide that service.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to say, you know, I think what we are, you and I, we're just kind of like messengers. And it's nice just to keep it real and just to give what we get with love. And that's the best you can do.
Most definitely. Well, Jeanette, we're going to go to a song. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that you're going to love this song. Okay, so... let's just press this button and enjoy it.
Okay. Fantastic. Love affair, all in the blink of an eye, there you were standing there. I heard an angel cry, run away, lover. I soon discovered it was best when we left it. I never forget it. A 30-minute love affair. The city let me out one night, roll on the streets and neon lights, searching again. I met a stranger singing songs, sat in that doorway, I belong with him, just talking. He was so beautiful there in my dreams. I left my heart and my memory.
'Song there, Jeanette.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it, eh? Lovely words.
Paloma Faith.
I like her.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, we've got some more lovely songs coming up soon. But let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to Susan and say, hi, Susan, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Susan. I'm hearing my voice back twice, so are you listening to us on the computer?
Yes.
On the phone?
On the phone.
Okay, then we go after this.
I don't have the computer on.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, Susan, I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette and say, Jeanette, this is Susan.
Hi, Jeanette. Hi, my love. Is there any questions that you'd like to ask me tonight, my love?
I'd love a reading, but I have a quick question. It's a concern. My daughter is staying with me, and she's about to have a baby. But last year, she had a brush with the law. And I'm just wondering if she's, like, they're not going to come here looking for her, are they?
Well, we're very restricted what we can talk about with legal matters, my love. But I do feel
well,
that there is an element of settling down with your daughter, you know, because I do feel like you've just said that she is now becoming a mother herself, so that'll give her more of a grounding. And I feel that there is a gentleman that is coming through, okay, who is aware of all the issues that you've been going through with your daughter. And I've just got to give you an M sounding name. Do you understand who that is, please?
No.
I'm drawn to a Michael, okay, coming in connection with your daughter. So if
oh, I think
no
she had a friend named Michael.
Right, okay, because I feel that he was a very balanced energy for her. And I feel that what Spirit is saying to me is that I feel that she is trying to get some balance back in her own life, but at the moment she seems to feel a little bit out of limb. I feel it's kind of like friends that she knew need to kind of really, she needs to change her friends, her circle of friends. That's what Spirit is saying, because she was involving herself, I feel, with people that didn't always have her best interest at heart. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, yes, and I hope she's, you know, doing much better now. I think she is.
I feel that your daughter has got some choices to make, okay? And I feel that she needs to make the right choice for herself. I do feel that there is good news coming in regarding her. Spirit have showed me, okay, that there is going to be a time where she's going to be feeling like as if she's looking at everything around her. Okay,
yeah.
And I do feel that once again, Spirit are giving me the name Michael because I've had it clearly said to me quite clearly. So I do feel that there is a strong connection to that gentleman, Earthside, called Michael. And I feel that the person that I'm having the information from tonight, who is helping me with you with the region, is a gentleman who is also passed in the spirit world. And I don't know why, but I've just got a burning in my knee. So did this person have some problems with his knee? Have you got a grandfather passed over who either had a problem with his knee or actually had a knee joint removed or some operation on the knee?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because they're showing me this, okay? So if you can't resonate with it, I'm just going to have to let it pass over, because they're trying to connect to show you a physical side of what's been going on. But I do feel, as you've asked about your question about your daughter, the answer is that your daughter is finding her own balance as we speak, okay? I feel that she's going to want to do the right thing, and I do feel that she is going to look for the balance in her own life again. So whatever she's been through, I feel that she's looking at where she needs to change. So it's almost like she's looking at life at both sides now. You know, they've given me that song, an old song from the 60s, Life Illusions, and looking at both sides now. So I feel that your daughter is very much at a crossroads, and that she knows that she needs to change in her life to make the whole energy and the balance change around for her. I feel that she's going to be a lovely mother, and I feel that she's going to do it. And I want to send that love energy out for you this evening.
Thank you. I was just concerned that, you know, it was an issue with a state, one state. Of course, she's not in that state anymore. And I just wanted to make sure that they're, I don't think they are going to, you know, come chasing her. But
I think you've just got to be positive about this. And obviously,
yeah,
you know, as I said, I can't comment on legal or police matters because that's not what we do on the Mike Spirit FM. But I do feel that as far as the spirit connection is concerned, they are showing me pure love around your daughter. So I do know that she is going to try to change from who she was to who she wants to be. And I'm going to leave that with you, my love.
Like, you know, I could hear. But I see it happening, too, so, yeah. I see it happening around me.
and I feel that you are aware of the changes. She seems to want to change, and you have to give people a chance.
Yes.
And I feel that that is what she wants from you this evening, is the chance to make a difference. And I just feel that when I'm linking with your family, okay, there seems to be music is very important. So this gentleman that I'm linking with up in the spirit world, he was a very musical man because he's seeming to give me messages, but he's not giving them as in speaking to you. I'm just having songs. He's giving me songs in my head. And as I said, I've got that song, Both Sides Now. It's Life's Illusion. So I feel you need to listen to that song. Because there's
was that
something
Joni
in
Mitchell
that,
sang that song?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There is words in that song that I feel will be relevant because I'm just having that song being played in my head. So you need to take that and listen to that because I do feel that your daughter is trying to change.
Beautiful, beautiful message. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. It's been lovely talking to you, and I hope that's helped you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Susan, and thank you, Jeanette, for that wonderful reading. Susan, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, another wonderful reading there, Jeanette. Thank you very much. So let's go straight back to the calls, and let's go to area code 610. I do apologize for not knowing your names from here on in, because unfortunately we don't have time to screen everyone, but 610, can I take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Jade.
Hi, Jade. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Jade?
First of all, I just want to say that I love your show.
Thank you very much.
And I wanted to ask a question. I was calling in for a career question. I am presently looking for another job. I am employed currently, but things are not too well. So, therefore, I am looking for another position somewhere else. And
okay,
I wanted to see your insight on that.
Okay, G, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, and I'll bring through the information that they give me and give it to you exactly the way it comes through. So if that's okay, I'll do that for you, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, Jade, I know I'm aware of someone that's linking here with me that wants to be remembered here to you, and this would be of a gentleman that I feel is quite a well-built gentleman before he passed on to the spirit world. I know this gentleman, as he comes forward here from the spirit world, makes me aware that he would have been quite a loving man, because I know that he wants me to come up around you and put my arms around you at the moment, as like a father or a grandfatherly figure would when they was here with us. I know that this could either be your dad or your granddad as he links you with us, there, Jade. I do believe that I want to...
Okay.
Go on. Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I do believe that he is more like a grandfather, if I'm honest there with you, because I know that he comes through on like an older generation. And I believe that his old persona is all about control and discipline. And I believe in some way that he wants me to say to you there about, I know that you said about your career, he wants me to say to you that you're kind of not in the career that you want to be in, or you should be pushing a bit further. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. It's almost as if I want to say to you about climbing up the ladder. We need to progress on, okay? Because I know that he makes you aware about progressing, about doing better for yourself, because I know that you feel as if you could do a lot better for yourself than what you're doing right now. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's the reason why I'm looking for another job, because things are going to end where I'm working. And
okay.
I don't want to be, and I'm not looking for any job. I'm just looking for things where there'll be growth and opportunities for me and something that I like. Those are the jobs that I'm applying for.
Okay, because that's what he makes me aware of, that, you know, that you could be doing a lot better for yourself than what you're doing right now. It's about moving up the ladder, okay, about progressing. And this is what he wants me to say. The further that you progress, the more content he is in the spirit world. Now, as I said about being discipline and control, now, if I said to you that you have a very good background, or a good upbringing, do you understand of this? Because he says to me that we are from a good upbringing kind of an environment. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and he makes me aware that at the moment that you feel discouraged, if I can say that to you in some way, because you feel by now you should have already been at where you should be in life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because he talks to me about, you know, that you feel in some way as if you have failed yourself. Is that right? That you feel as if you failed yourself in some way?
I mean, I don't think I failed myself because I've done very good. I bought my house. I live in a nice area. I got an education. So, you know, I'm proud of those things I was able to do. So.
Good. Okay, good. But he makes me aware that you could have done so much better by now, because he makes me aware that, you know, I don't know whether you took some time off or you took some time out of something, maybe an education or something. He makes you aware that we could have done so much better by now, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that he's giving you a row or telling you off or anything of the sort. It just means that he is pushing you forward, and this is what he wants me to say to you. He wants you to push you forward there from the spirit world to make things better there for yourself, for a better understanding of who we are, where we are. He also makes me aware to say to you that things in your life, in general, you feel as if you want to move around a bit. I don't mean your home, but moving things about in your life to make things more fitting to yourself, let's say. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and he makes me aware, it's not just one thing, it's a combination of a few things that you feel as if you could change to make yourself more content and more happier with inside yourself there. And, you know, he just says to me there that he's behind you every step of the way. And so is a lot of other people there in the spirit world. And particularly a lady that makes me aware that she's behind you every step of the way. And this lady, I believe that she comes towards your mum's side. And she's a lady that would have spent a lot of time within your life, or you spent a lot of time in her life before she passed on to the spirit world. She does make me aware that she was a very slim lady towards the end of her life there. I know that she makes me aware that she passed home to the spirit world with a condition. She knew she was going. She knew that she was ready to go home, because she says to me there about that she suffered for long enough when she passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of a lady like this, Stephanie, that's now in the spirit world? Bless her, because I know she's very strong around your vibration. And she wants me to restore balance and restore order in your life, and just talk to you about taking control and taking charge. So I know that where you've been applying for new positions, keep sending those applications off, or your resumes, as you would call them in America. Keep sending them off, because I know that, you know, there's only so many doors that you can knock until one opens. And I believe that one is on the verge of opening up there for you. But just keep knocking, because you will get there. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Well, you're picking up a time frame for this, Mike.
You know, that's one thing I cannot do is give you a time frame, because, you know, as you would respect it in the spirit world, there is no time. But, you know, the more resumes that you're sending off, the sooner it's going to be, because at the moment we haven't quite sent it yet to the right person. So I know that the more that you send off, the quicker it's going to become there for you. Okay, so keep sending them off, and, you know, the time scale, it's really, that's up to you, because the longer that you leave it, the longer it's going to be. Do you understand of that?
But no, I look and I look every day for jobs that I've been applying. I continue to apply. I spend hours a day at times, on my weekends and my days off. That's all I do. I work with recruiters also. Do you think I'll find a job while I still have a job?
You know, yes. I want to say to you that, yes, you will find it before the other job ends. Definitely.
Okay. How much longer do you think this company will continue? Do you think they will go on throughout the end of the year where I'm working right now?
You know, again, you're asking me to give you a time, something that but I do feel before this year is out, okay, that's when you will find your new position, before the end of this year, okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that help you a little bit, Jade?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, download a copy of the your reading, and that will be in Mike Spirit FM in Blog Talk Radio. Just press today's show, download, and there it is for you to keep. So, Jade, I want to say thank you very much for calling in, and have a wonderful day there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Well, that was really lovely reading as well, Mike.
Well, another lovely lady, Jeanette, as well.
Yep.
And it always shows, doesn't it? You know, we seem to have the lucky ones that comes on Mike's World FM, because, you know, we always do attract the right clientele, so to speak, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It must be ladies' night tonight because we haven't had a gentleman, so I think we're having a girls' show tonight.
Well, you never know. You never know, Jeanette. Maybe there is an all-girls show. But let's go to the next call, and we'll see. And let's go to area code 347 and say hi, area code 347. Are you there with us?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
New York,
wonderful. Well, yeah. Jillian, I'm going to pass you over to the wonderful Jeanette and say, Jeanette, Jillian.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi there. Hi, my love. Hi, lovely to talk to you. Jillian, how can I help you this evening, please?
Yes, I'm thinking about getting a job transfer to San Francisco. I'm wanting to see if that's a possibility, or if not, then somewhere in California, will I get a job there, and will it be soon?
Okay. Now, what I'm sensing from you, okay, is that you are trying to move forward because there's been an emotional letdown in the past, okay? Because I'm being made aware, okay, by spirit, that there has been a gentleman that has let you down. So it's almost like I'm trying to get myself back on track. And I feel over the last 3 years, you've been through a bit of a roller coaster ride. Do you understand that, Jillian?
Sort of, yeah. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Because what I'm been shown for you is new beginnings, okay? Because what we've really got here for you is taking that leap of faith to try to do something new, because I know that you value work, you're a very hard-working person, and I'm dealing with a gentleman who is coming in for you this evening, who is making me aware, okay, that over the last 3 to 4 months in work, you've been very uncertain about whether or not this is where you want to be. And I feel like as though you're on what I would call a feeling very unsure about things. Now, has there been 3 difficult times around you, or 3 situations, or 3 choices? Because they're giving me number 3 in connection with this.
Nothing I can think of right now.
Right, hold on to that. Okay, because 3 is very relevant, and I also feel that what they are actually showing me is a lot of happiness linked in with the changes that are coming in around you. I'm also taking you to March of this year, okay, because there's something that was going on March of this year which is going to be relevant to your situation. Do you understand that, my love?
Something that happened March of this year?
Yes.
Where was I in March? I can't remember.
They're showing me March for you, so whatever's been going on around you, spirit have been closely around you since the March time onwards, okay? And I feel that this is a gentleman that's been closely with you, okay? I feel that this gentleman has been kind of, if you like, trying to guide you on the right path, because I do feel that over the last couple of months you've been asking out for guidance as to where your path needs to be now. And I feel that you're very unsure of which direction to go in. So they have come with you to kind of push you really onto the right path. And I do feel that the new beginnings that you're looking for are going to be very, very good for you. And I feel that I'm in California because it's very warm. Spirit have just shown me the sun. So I feel that I'm going to California with you.
What did you say? Hello?
I said I feel like as though I'm going to California with you because Spirit have just showed me the sun, and I feel that there is warmth around you, and I feel that the job prospects in California, I'm really, really feeling that that one is a good option for you to look.
Okay. So you feel that the transfer will happen because
I feel so because I feel because Spirit is showing me the sun, and California is, you know, a wonderful state. You've got lovely weather there, and I do feel that that is exactly where you are going to be looking. They're guiding you to happiness, okay, and they're also guiding you to feel more balanced in your work life, because at the moment you are not sure what direction to take, and I feel Spirit is supporting you at this time and making things smoother in the transitional stage that is going around you. At the moment, okay, everything seems to be up in the air, but I do feel that things are going to start settling down for you very soon. And once you've made the right choice, which I do feel you're going to do very soon, Spirit have showed me California, so I feel that you're going to be there, and that's what I'm seeing for you this evening, my love.
Yeah, and do you see it happening? How soon do you see this change happening?
I don't feel it's going to be very long. They've given me 3, okay? So we could be going into 3 months, or at the very, very longest, it could be on the 3rd month. So it's either within the next 3 months, or I'm pushing the time barrier on to March of next year. There is definitely change coming in for you, and it's definitely a gentleman in the spirit world, a very sturdy, upstanding gentleman, quite broad in frame, dark eyes, and I feel if there was a mark or something on his face, whether it was a scar or a mark, or there was something on his face, that he comes around you a lot.
Okay.
Do you understand that gentleman, please?
I guess it could be my grandfather.
Okay, because he is definitely with you, looking over you, nurturing and very in protective mode. Have you got a sister as well, please, darling?
I have 2.
Right, okay. Is one of your sisters, is she feeling quite down lately as well, please?
One of them suffers from mental illness, so maybe it's her.
Right, because I feel that he's sending love to her as well, because I feel that he is very aware that she needs support as well. So he's bringing in that love energy and vibration. It's almost as if he's outstretching his hand from the spirit world to give you all comfort this evening. And that's what I'm being shown with him. For you, I feel that everything is going to be falling into place very soon. At the very longest you're talking about, you'll be March of next year. But I am seeing the sunshine for you. So I feel the transfer is a move to another state altogether. And that's what I'm picking up this evening. I hope that's given you guidance from the spirit world.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Mike. Bye.
Thank you very much for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Tonight, again, another lovely caller. Another lovely reading. Before we go to the next caller, let's go to another track. And it's one of my favorite tracks. So let's enjoy.
Thank you.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working.
body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could see someone, see someone, see someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could see someone. See someone, see someone. You got a fast car. I got a job, pays all our bills. Shell, drinking, take out the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before. Your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
You know, Jeanette, I love that song, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
Yes, one of the classics, one of the favourites, really lovely, yeah?
It is, you know, most definitely. And you know, strangely enough, that track has been played more and more recently on terrestrial radio, local to me, than ever, you know, so who knows, they may be re-releasing it, who knows?
Yes, maybe so, eh? You never know. It's a really classic song, anyway.
And so they should. And so. Okay, Jeanette. Let's. You know, before we get too wrapped up in the last quarter of the show, tell everyone who you are.
Who I am? Okay. My name is Jeanette. As you know, I'm a psychic medium, and I work with energy. I also love working with spirit. I love working with crystals. I love working with cards and just basically crystals, colored energy. That's the way that I really love to work. I was being blessed that my dad was very much like me. So this has been a family thing. I've been kind of self-teaching myself tarot since I was a young girl, and then it progressed into spiritualism then when I was older. And now I've worked on television in the UK on Sky 886, which is Psychic Today, and also Psychic Interactive on Psychic World on 885. So you will see me popping up regularly on television. I have also had a wonderful radio show with yourself called Guiding Lights, which finished at the beginning of the year. So, you know, I love coming back on as a guest with you. And I'm very busy doing events and fairs and all sorts of theatre things around the UK.
Well, you know, it's all that. It's wonderful, isn't it? It really is, you know, that you're able to watch on TV, listen to you on the radio.
Yeah.
doing a demonstration. I can sit with you to discuss more about spiritualism and about the psychic side of things, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
How can people get hold of you? Can they get hold of you on Facebook?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook if they look under Jeanette Ann Coombs, Jeanette Ann Coombs Medium. They can find me there. Or if they just type in on Google, Jeanette Ann Psychic, then my website will pop up and they can link to me then. Or if they love Skyping and they would like to have a Skype one-to-one reading with me, if they just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word, no gaps, then they can get through to me to have a Skype reading as well.
Wonderful. And that's something that you can offer somebody. You know, a lot of people just say to me, oh, I bet they've got to wait 6 months to come and see you. Is that something with yourself, Jeanette, or do you normally keep them, your waiting list, I suppose, if you want to call it that. Have you got a long waiting list in front of you?
Well, you know, I'm always busy like yourself, so my diary is always kind of full, but I will, you know, try my best to fit people in. You know, I'm, you know, if there's someone that comes through and they want a Skype reading, I'm available for that. I will try to squeeze people in, and party bookings as well. So yes, I can always be flexible, just swap things around a little bit where possible.
Okay, because, you know, the reason why I'm seeing this, because obviously, you know, we still have lots of people on online waiting to come through, and, you know, it's going to be physically impossible to get to everyone that's called in today.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those people that's calling and they're thinking, oh, I didn't have my chance. You know, there is like a second chance, I suppose, to speak, isn't it? You know, by going on to Google and typing in Jeanette Ann Coombs or even Mike Davis Medium and finding us that way.
Yeah, find us, because we do, both of us offer the, you know, the private reading service. And Skype, I absolutely adore Skype because it kind of makes the world small. So you can have a more or less one-to-one reading with someone in Australia or America, and it's almost like so they're in the same room as you, which is absolutely amazing. So Skype, I love Skype reading. So if you, you know, if you are out there this evening and you're not lucky enough to get on because of the queue system and you would like to have a reading with Mike or myself, just find us through Skype and book a one-to-one reading with us.
Definitely. Well, you know, it's either for myself. Well, you know, you go direct to Mike Spirit FM, the website of www.mikespirit.fm, and click the request a reading page where there's a PayPal button there, and you can just press that, and, you know, you'll come through, and I'll have your email, and we'll sort out the reading as soon as we possibly can. So, you know, never be disappointed because you didn't get through to the show. Even though we'll take more callers in just a few minutes, you know, that's what we're going to do. But, you know, never be disappointed that you didn't have your chance, because, you know, there is always a second chance. As I say, either type into Google Jeanette Ann Coombs and you'll find Jeanette, or type in there to Google Mike Davis Medium, whichever way. But, Jeanette, tell them how you would spell your name, because I know that the Coombs bit is maybe a bit... I'm not saying weird, far from it, but, you know, if you're not sure of the spell of it, how can you, just go through the spelling.
Okay, well, Jeanette is just J-A-N-E-T-T-E, and then Anne with an E, and then Coombe is C-O-O-M-B-E, so it's not Coombs, it's Coombe, it's C-O-O-M-B-E.
Okay, well, I know that, you know, you know, your Facebook page has been put into the Maxborough FM chat room.
Yes.
Kelly is doing that as we speak, which is, you know, wonderful. And thank you, Kelly, for that. So Kelly just works alongside me here in Studio One. And it's, it's quite difficult sometimes, you know, especially when Kelly is picking up on information herself, which does quite a lot. But, you know, it's nice that we can all work together as a team because, you know, this is where I look about Mike's World FM, as a family, really. You know, we are a family and, you know, it's nice to be a part of this wonderful family.
Definitely, Mike, definitely. This is why I like to pop back in. I seem to be like a family member who pops back in every now and again. Can't get rid of me, Sue. That's what it is, Mike.
You know, Jeanette, you and my family always have and always will. You know, that goes without speaking. It really does. So let's go back to the phone line. So there's lots of people on hold. It's physically impossible to get through everyone, but we will do our very best, yeah? And let's go to caller 856 and say hello, 856. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Jeanette. Are you calling from?
Hi.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. Okay. Laura, didn't I work with you just a few weeks ago?
I think you might have, yeah. But
yeah.
I'm actually calling about something else. I was meditating earlier today.
Laura,
and,
hang on.
Yeah.
Before you go any further, you can actually clear a few things up for us. Because I think I remember saying to you, Laura, about because when you came on and you said New Jersey, and I kind of went, wow. I was thinking about visiting there just the other day. Now, because there's been a bit of a debate, Laura, and you've caused a bit of a debate here in Studio One. Now, is New Jersey, is that the England New Jersey or is it the USA New Jersey?
USA.
Ah, well, I was wrong then. Laura, I was wrong and I'll hold my hands up. Kelly, I do apologize to you.
No problem.
I'm glad you've cleared that up for us. Jeanette, Laura?
Yes.
Jeanette.
Okay then,
hi,
Laura. Hi, darling. I was listening to your energy then. It's really great vibration we've got going on here this evening. Wonderful show, by the way. I'm really loving it. So how can I help you this evening, my love?
Well, earlier this afternoon, I was meditating amongst a group of other similar individuals, and I felt static electricity over my head. And then I think I saw, because my eyes were closed, I think I saw in my third eye a flash of gold light.
Wow.
And I'm just wondering who that was, if it was spirit or if it was my imagination, not sure. And if so, if they have any messages that they want to impart to me.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely help you with that one. Wonderful, by the way, that you've found meditation. And it's also equally wonderful that you are now starting to link in with your own unique spirit guide, okay? Because I feel what's happening to you is that the more you're meditating, the more your energy vibration is being lifted higher so that they can come down lower so that you can blend. And I feel this is exactly what the meditation is doing to you. It's allowing you to blend your energy with spirit so you can see colors. I feel what they're actually trying to do, they're trying to manifest to you, to show you. So maybe continue, because I feel that your spirit guide will show himself to you. And a wonderful way to do that is to actually take yourself on a guided meditation and imagine that you're actually on a beach and that you're sitting on a beach and you're watching and that there is someone walking towards you. And the closer that person is getting, the more you can see their face, their characteristics. And then I feel you will meet your guide. The very fact that you've been surrounded by yellow, which is a wonderful golden color, I feel it's total peace and blending, okay? So for you, I would say that you have definitely, by meditating, opened a kind of a vortex, and you are able now to see more with your third eye. It's almost like so your third eye is now starting to open. So you've got lots of wonderful abilities there yourself, maybe that you haven't worked with as much as you could have or should have in the past.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually.
Yes, I feel
so
it does.
That's opening up more for me now.
Definitely, because I feel that you need to start concentrating and focusing. So every day I feel that you need to do your meditation or your blends, okay? And then, as I said, just focus on the beach and focus this person walking towards you. I feel that this is a gentleman, and I also feel that there is love from the spirit world coming in. Who is Danny, please, my love?
Who's who?
Daniel or Danny?
I don't know. I don't know a Danny or a Daniel.
Because there is that name that's been resonating with me when I've been linking with you, and I want you to keep that name, okay? Because that name is going to be important for you, because I feel over the next couple of months that there is going to be a link to that name that's going to take you on a new direction. So this is a very interesting time for you, I feel. It's almost like, okay, you're kind of looking at everything around you now, and things that you thought were important are suddenly not important. It's like, so you're shifting your focus, you're becoming more spiritually driven rather than materialistically driven. So very interesting times on growth development time for you. I would definitely continue with the meditation, and I feel if possible as well, you need to join some kind of spiritual awareness class.
Well, that's what I started with this group. We meet two Sundays a week, and it's mediums and psychics. It's a church of sorts, you know, and I've been going there. This is like my third meeting that I have been attending. So I'm starting to mix and mingle more with people of similar bent, you know.
Yeah, and what's so wonderful about this is that when you're in circle, as Mike will tell you, because he's also teaching now, you have a wonderful build-up of energy in the circle. So if you're connecting with like-minded souls who are all blending your energies together, you make it kind of easier then for everybody to make that spiritual connection. I definitely feel for you that this is start of a long love of and lifetime of spiritual development and work, and I feel that you have to work with yellow, and yellow is all about the solar plexus, and I feel that for you the solar plexus is just around the belly button, and that is telling me that that's an area where you've been holding on to hurt, okay? So I wouldn't be a bit surprised with you if you've been feeling a little bit nervous in the stomach, or if you do get an upset, it kind of goes to your stomach. So I feel
yes.
So the yellow is also significant in spirit, okay, because they're showing you the area that you need to balance out. So I definitely would work possibly with the seven chakra crystals, and just relax and just place these seven crystals on you just to balance your chakras, because I feel for you that there is a wonderful spiritual journey coming in for you, and that you are definitely healing yourself in the process of it as well.
You know, Jeanette, I was in a metaphysical store a few weeks ago, and there was a citrine crystal in a curio cabinet. And I
yep.
was looking at the citrine crystal, and I really thought it was really pretty. I was drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned my back on it to talk to the store owner. And the next thing I know, the curio cabinet door nudged open and nudged mm-hmm. me in the back.
Wow.
And I couldn't remember if I had opened that door, but I didn't think I had opened it. But it was a tight fit, so it's not like I literally had to, because I shut it, and I went to pull it open again to see how easy that door would come open, and it was a real tight fit. You really had to yank hard on the door to get it to open on the curio cabinet. And I thought, I think Spirit was telling me I have to own that citrine crystal, so I purchased it.
Wonderful.
And
that's yellow.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. And citrine is a wonderful crystal for keeping the happiness vibration up. And it's also very much linked in with the solar plexus of the yellow. So once again, your guides, your helpers, your spirit guides are really helping you to balance out the areas in you that need attention. So that is a really wonderful story. And I feel that for you, you need definitely need to have faith, you know, and follow your pathway on this, because I feel that there are many new directions opening for you, and it's just time for growth with you, and that's what I'm really getting for you. And as far as the spirit connection is concerned with your guide, really ask out for the name of the person, and remember what I said to do about the beach, because that's a wonderful way of introducing yourself to your guides. And I hope that that's given you some guidance this evening.
Yeah, it definitely has, and I'm hoping that I'll meet the guy. I want to meet Mr. Wright, but I'm hoping that the guy I meet will be open and embrace all of this stuff that I'm going to be, this whole new spiritual journey I'm going to be embarking on.
I feel so, because you know what I said to you about the solar plexus, holding on to energy, holding on to emotion? I feel that spirits are trying to move you forward, okay? So they're also cleansing your auric field as well, so allowing you to be moved forward. And then I do feel someone who is going to be just right for you is going to be coming in on an energy of very similar to you. So I would say spiritually very blessed on a spiritual level as well, looking for someone like you. So I do feel that there is going to be an energy coming in for you that's going to make you very happy.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Jeanette. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day, Jay.
Up on the first thank, you. Hours, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, actually, you just caught, download a copy of that show in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Thank you very much for calling in. Okay, Jeanette, again, another wonderful reading. Let's push on so now that we're down to the last 18-odd minutes. So let's
That's gone fast, yes?
It does. It flies, doesn't it? It really does. Let's go to area code 661 and say, hi, 661, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, 661. Can I take your name there, please?
Hello.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Oh, hi. Are you talking to me?
I am indeed.
Oh, thanks. Usually it says that you got through. Okay, my name is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, but first of all, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from London.
London?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'd like to get some insight into romance coming into my life. Is there romance coming in? And what do I need to know?
Okay. Well, my forte this year is to link to the spirit world, okay, to give you information about life after death, okay? If that's okay, I can do that for you and see what they have to say.
Exactly. That's fine.
Okay. So I know that I've got someone drawing closer around me that actually is of a nice age when they pass on to the spirit world. This would be of a gentleman that's quite a joker, I want to say, of when he was here with us, because I know that he's quite making jokes around me, poking me and everything else, and that's the way he would have been in this life when he was here with us. I do believe that he's a man that would link to your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. But I know when he passed, he makes it aware that it was very difficult for him, it was very hard, and that's down to the condition that he had. Now, I'm not sure right now what he passed with, but he makes me aware that his condition deteriorated very fastly and very quickly when he went home to the spirit world there. He makes me aware that the latter part of his life was confined and restricted to a bed or a chair or something there before he went home to the spirit world. Do you understand me there, Sue?
Not sure. I'm really not sure about that.
Just one way. I know that, as I said, he links within your dad's side. I believe that he goes back maybe a generation. Is your dad from a large kind of family there?
There was no other boys. It was all girls.
Okay, but there was a large family. Is that right?
There was three girls.
Okay, let's go back a generation to your granddad.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a large family there to do with your granddad?
I don't know. I never met him. And I think he had one brother.
Okay, so it's a little bit difficult. Okay, let me just give you what he's come to say, and maybe you can find out more information about your grandfather and about his family there, because I know that he's come forward to say to me that now I know that you asked me about relationship and everything else there, but would I be right in saying to you that you've been searching for quite some time there of a new someone new in your life? Is that right?
Well, I haven't been searching, but it's been a while.
Okay, because I know I want to say it's been some time there, okay, and this gentleman has been around, and we've seen this time, this waiting, this, am I ever going to meet the right person to come into my life? Am I ever going to be happy again? Not that you're not happy in yourself, because I believe that you're a very upbeat kind of a person this year, is that right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something like, you know, that you would love to have someone to share that special time with. Do you understand of this?
Well, that would be nice, but I'm just kind of wondering if something's coming in.
Okay. Well, certainly this man has come to say to me, okay, that he's kind of sorting out the right from the wrong, okay? And you know, sir, what he gives me? He gives me the feeling of, you know, we have to put ourselves out there for something to come back to us, okay? So we have to... So are you not meeting new people at the moment then or something?
No, I meet people all the time. Yeah.
Meet people all the time. Okay, well, he makes you aware that we have to put ourselves out there to get something back, okay? And I believe that the more that you put yourself out there, the quicker then that someone will come into your life. So I want to say to you that, yes, someone will come into your life and someone will come around your life and they will fulfill their happiness, that little part that's missing within your life there. But, you know, I want to say to you that you're not the kind of person that takes anything on face value. You're the kind of person that wants to explore every avenue and make sure it's right for you first. Is that right?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I'm just like anybody else, so
okay.
I don't know what you mean by that, really.
Okay. Of what I mean is, okay, that... It's not going to be anyone that you're going to settle down with. It has to be the right person. Is that right?
Yeah. I think most people are like that. Yeah. I have to like them.
Of course. There has to be an attraction, doesn't it?
Well, okay. Isn't that normal?
That's exactly what he's saying to me. You know, there has to be something in the beginning for us to put trust into someone, because I believe that, you know, that's what's been the issue there for a long time with you, about the word trust. Do you understand of this?
It's not trust, it's attraction.
Okay. Well, I certainly feel I want to put the word trust in there as well. Okay, I'm not going to change anything that the spirit world gives me. Just give you what they've come to say. I feel I want to put the word trust. Once you can learn to trust, then that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's been, you know, back in the past, if I look back in your past, if I said to you that there's been upset, there's been hurt in your life, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
There has, but probably no more or less than most people, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I certainly want to say to you that, you know, if I look back in your past, that where there's been a little bit of hurt, upset, okay, that's affecting, the past is affecting your future. And I want to say that to you, instead of allowing the past to affect your future there, just let it run with it. Let's enjoy what's around us, okay? And as I said in the beginning, the more that you put out, the better it's going to come back there for you, okay? And the word trust, it's come up again in front of me there, trust. Learn to trust. And sometimes you have to trust yourself before you can trust anybody else. Do you understand of that?
I always trust myself. The issue is finding someone that you're attracted to. That's the issue.
Okay.
So
well,
to be somebody that comes by.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I know that there will be something that's coming by there for you. But, you know, when is a waiting game? I don't know. Okay. That's something I cannot answer. But what I will say to you is, you know, you be patient. Put yourself out there and it will come back to you. Does that help you a little bit this year?
It's not quite what I was hoping for. But that's fine. That's okay.
Okay. No problem at all. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Sue.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of MikeSpirit.fm. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Jeanette, you know, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show. Doesn't time fly?
Yeah, it's been a fabulous show. I've really enjoyed it. We've had some lovely callers. We've spoken to some people from the USA and you know, so it's putting our hands across the water is lovely. And, yeah, it's been a great show once again, Mike.
Most definitely. Well, Jeanette, I think we've got time for just one more caller, I think.
Okay.
So let's go to 757 and say hello, area code 757. Are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Nicole.
Nicole, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Virginia, USA.
Virginia, USA. Okay, Nicole, Jeanette, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
It sounds like you've been introduced. Now we can speak. That's really funny. Okay, so how can I help you this evening, please?
Life is in like a world spin right now, and I need some type of direction.
Okay. I feel like as though things have been going a little bit, shall we say, all over the place for you now for a while. I'm really drawing back to last year for you. Something happened in August of last year that seemed to put this cataclysm, if you like, into motion. Do you understand why the spirit had given me August last year with you, please, my love?
That's pretty much when I found out I was having a baby.
Right, okay.
Well, no, it was around the baby time.
Right, okay, because I feel since then, okay, everything seems to have turned upside down, okay, but I just want you to stay calm and carry on, because spirit are helping you, okay, even though it seems like things are falling apart, they're actually falling into place, and I just need to tell you that. I feel that there's a lady working very closely with you, and she's coming in on a wonderful blue vibration, so it's like healing energy for this situation. I really want to take you to calm you, really, because everything seems to be going so fast. She's making me feel that, you know, you're kind of, everything is spinning out of control, but it is going to settle down. I've got an M around this lady. I'm drawn to the name Mary. Do you understand Mary, please?
I know a few Marys. But well, this not is one that's coming up.
Right, one of them, there is a link to Mary, okay, because this lady who I'm dealing with tonight is also linked to Mary, because she's making the link to you both, okay? So I just want you to take her energy and work with her energy and be comforted to know that, you know, the spirit world are aware of the fact that you feel kind of chained to a situation at the moment, okay, very restricted, but I have got a feeling that they are trying to smooth the pathway for you. It's almost like as the spirit are just laying down a new pathway for you to walk on, and I just want you to have trust and faith in your angels, because it is coming for you, darling. I do feel that there's unfinished business with someone, and that's making you feel very stressed, but I do feel that you need to let the past go and focus on the future, because I do feel, like I said, everything is not falling apart, everything is falling into place, and I really want you to take that, you know, that lovely message that I've given you tonight, that the spirit world are aware of things that have been going around you since the August time of last year. You are loved. They are watching and loving and protecting and looking over you. And I do feel that there's new doors and opportunities opening for you very, very soon, my love.
Okay. Nobody in my love life, really?
Not yet. Not yet. But I do feel that they are aware of someone coming in for you, okay? And I feel that this person is going to come in when you are feeling happy and comfortable in who you are. And when you're happy and comfortable in who you are and your life is settled, then I feel that's the time when you'll be ready to take on, if you like, a companion, partner, lover. It's all coming in at the right time. So in the meantime, I feel you need to focus on your own personal growth, your own personal happiness, and just allow everything to settle down, because things are transition. There's a transitional period that you're actually going through at the moment, and things are going to start smoothing out for you, okay, my love? And I just need to say to you, love yourself first, because I feel you've been let down.
you hit it right there.
Yeah, you love yourself first, darling. Okay, because someone is going to love you, but you haven't had the love that you deserve. That's what Spirit have just said to me. You haven't had the love you deserve, but that's coming in. In the meantime, you've got to love yourself first. And I'm going to have to leave you with that, because I think the show is coming to an end. But it's been lovely talking to you, and God bless.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For calling, and remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeanette, well, we have come to that time where we've come to almost the end of the show. But not before we have more information off you of how people can get hold of you.
Okay, lovely. Well, if you'd like to have a reading with me, I do offer one-to-one readings. You can either come through to me on my Facebook, which is Jeanette Ann Coombe. The link is in the chat room. Or if you'd like to come through to me on Skype, it's Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word. Or if you'd like to Google search me, you will find me. Just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic, and my details are all there.
Perfect. And again, if you want to get a hold of me, just search on Facebook for Mike Davis Medium, or just type into Google Mike Davis Medium, and you'll find my website, which is obviously the one that we're broadcasting from, which is www.mikespirit.fm. And there is where you'll find a request a reading button and the buttons to all the show. Jeanette, it's been amazing working with you yet again.
Oh, and you too, Mike. It's been always lovely. Always enjoy these shows.
Well, you and me both know that, and the pleasure is all mine to have you back here with us. It only really leaves me with one question in my mind. Would you come back on?
Yeah, definitely. When am I coming back on? Time will tell. Perhaps we'll have a Christmas show or do something in the autumn. But yeah, I'd love to.
Well, we look forward to that, Jeanette. I want to say thank you very much for coming on and being the guest tonight here at Mike's World FM. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Mike. Lovely tonight. Thanks, all the viewers, and love to Kerry as well.
No problem at all. Okay, well, same time next week, and goodbye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So turn in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.